Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the Luger Picture. It's a Thursday. As discussed before, batteries, boys, velvet being exploding off a deer's antlers, all that kind of stuff here on the Luke and Pete Show. Once again, we're back doing what we do best. Well, I mean, it's our best, isn't it? It's probably not the listeners' kind of thing to choose.
It's sometimes my best.
It's sometimes your best.
It's the best I can muster on any particular day.
Yeah.
Peter, on Monday we talked about lots of interesting things, including a cycle trip going awry. We talked about your constipation. We talked about old living animals. Mm. We talked about, what else did we mention? Oh, we mentioned a bit about car parking and ice skating and all sorts of different stuff.
A fancy Tory stronghold that I visited over the weekend.
Yeah, taking them down from the inside as usual.
Yep.
One thing I wanted to talk about today, though, is something that you suggested about, and it's a story that kind of obviously went viral because people were trying to generate controversy around it in a really superficial way, but it was about the behaviour upon checking out of a hotel room.
Yes.
And what is the most appropriate thing to do when you're leaving your hotel room for the final time before you check out.
Yeah.
Now, the reason this is fascinating to me is because I never once ever considered this beyond the idea that because I'm hopefully a fairly decently brought up human being, I won't leave the place in the right shit state. I'll take all my stuff away. I'll tidy up. I'm not going to leave things behind. I'll put whatever needs to be put in the bin, et cetera, et cetera. But this guy caused this controversy, the guy who kind of went viral online. Do people still say viral now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay,
so we haven't found a better term for it, have we?
Fine, got a lot of attention online because he took a photo of his hotel room upon checking out and he had stripped the bed.
Yes.
And left it in nice piles at the bottom of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, that's fairly interesting. We can talk about that. But what you actually said, Pete, was you always do that and you didn't know if you were the only person that did or whether it was just you being weirdly neurotic as usual. But I don't know if it's necessary. So what is your thinking behind it?
There will be people in my life who have been in a hotel room with me, male and female friends.
Consensually, yeah.
Consensually. I'm not hiding in the cupboard or anything. I've not stripped the bed, but I do occasionally do this, and I certainly do this if my Airbnb rating is at stake. Strip the bed. If you are leaving and you've got 5 minutes, strip the bed. Take the duvet, cover off the duvet. I mean, these are all things that are just a pain in the arse for people to do. And in the Sun piece, people are sort of, I've never done this. It's never occurred to me to strip the bed for them. Another adding, they literally pay people to do that, though. It's like, that is what's wrong with modern Britain. They literally pay that.
Do you know the other time people used to say that?
Throw a litter on the ground.
No, about not tidying your McDonald's tray away.
Right, they do. They pay people to do that.
Yeah.
So I just fucking put it. It's over there. It's next to the bin.
Yeah, on the
just
way out.
It's annoying, isn't it? I just think it's good. I think it's good breeding.
No, I think you're probably right, and it caused me to think a little bit about things because I normally stay in B&Bs, as you know, and I don't really stay in hotels that often. But I think it's interesting because I think the way that people behave in hotels generally can tell you a lot about them.
Right.
So, for example, I've got a friend of mine, I've told you before, he does a lot of travelling for work. And sometimes he'll be, say, in, let's say, South Korea for like 2 weeks. Right? And he'll be staying in a hotel for work. And the first thing he does when he gets there is put the Do Not Disturb on.
Yeah.
And he never wants anyone interrupting.
So
he doesn't want people changing his sheets at any point. Doesn't want people tidying up. He just wants to be able to stay there and have privacy. Whereas I hardly ever do that. I'm happy for people to come in and change my bed sheets, turn the bed down. Mm. I think I see that as kind of part of the service. But yeah. I think the whole secretive aspect of that, I'm not surprised that you do that as well.
I just don't want people in my shit. Like, I'll keep it as tidy as I want it to. I mean, I'd live in a shit pit for 5 days, but it's like, I'd just rather
What's
not...
your cutoff, though?
I just want to know that when I go back to the room, someone's not going to be in there. I'm going to have an awkward conversation. I will do anything to avoid awkwardness.
But you're out.
Make
it
very awkward.
You're out most of the time, though. They know when you're out.
No, but like, sometimes I'll come back and there'll be someone just dicking about. I'll go, oh, do you want your turndown service? Like, what even is that?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get into bed.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
What about if you were like Nucky Thompson, having your own suite at the Ritz all the time?
True.
Imagine how much of a shit tip your place would be.
I think
Would you like a valet like Eddie in Boardwalk Empire? Would you like your own valet?
Is Eddie the Irish bloke?
No, he's a German fella.
Right, yes, of course. Yes.
Back in the day, look, I'm not saying this is right or wrong. It's just more, it's obviously probably wrong. but as a conversational topic, so for example, if you read the Woodhouse, like Jeeves and Wooster books, obviously the whole point of Bertie Wooster is that he's an idiot, but he's got this full-time valet, Jeeves, who's brilliant.
Yeah.
And that was like in that kind of period, whatever it is, Victorian, Edwardian, whatever, Georgian maybe, I'm not sure. They well-to-do gentlemen would have a personal valet.
Yeah.
Who'd do all this shit for them.
Yeah.
Do you fancy a bit of that, or do you think it's a bit weird?
Well, I want to do everything. I want to do all the admin in my life badly, poorly, badly thought out, and just fuck it. To hand over control to someone else, I just don't think I'd like it, to be honest. Because people would they'd mess it up for me.
But I can't.
They wouldn't do it right.
I can't imagine anything that would make you feel more awkward than living in a house where there are people who actually work there as well.
Yeah, no, I would hate it. I know once you get past a certain level, you have your cleaners, never had a cleaner, you have your chefs, you have your people who look after the grounds and stuff. You have to, because the house is massive and you just spend all your time.
So if you became really successful and got a massive house,
yeah,
you would stubbornly just clean it all yourself. Like one of those, like the Fulford family, who had that an ancestral seat out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And there was just dog shit everywhere because no one cleaned it, because they had no money and they were all completely like...
Right.
I don't know, they were just all a little bit kind of eccentric.
Yeah.
You would definitely be an eccentric where you wouldn't have anyone cleaning anything.
It'd be an absolute shit tip.
Your garden would be overgrown.
Mm. Well, isn't it called rewilding these days?
I'm rewilding the living room.
A lot of councils, like people are complaining at the council, sort of saying they're saying they're rewilding. I think I was reading it. I requested a newspaper I found palatable at the posh hotel.
You're requesting newspapers now, are you?
They sent me a Times.
probably the most left-wing paper they had. You are now suddenly a man who's requesting newspapers.
He said, "Do you want a newspaper?" I said, "I'll have a newspaper. Cool. I'll have something to read." But they did
that. That goes against everything I think of you. If someone said to you, "You're getting a newspaper," you would say, "I'll get it myself," and you would walk three miles to the corner shop.
Yeah. And they had a piece about people in Brighton and Hove, obviously a more left-leaning governmental seat, and a lot of the plans are to rewild a lot of the public spaces. But really, it just means there's a load of grass growing through the floor, so disabled people trip up.
Some people would call Brighton an oasis in the political landscape of East Sussex.
Not the Times.
No, probably not.
The Times.
So did they do that thing at that hotel where you leave your shoes out and they'll shine them for you? Do you know that as well?
I reckon you could probably get away with that kind of caper.
Not a lot of people know that. A lot of really, really posh hotels, if you leave your shoes outside, they will just shine them for you.
I could do it. I've only got one pair of shoes at the moment.
I think a lot of places leave them, they ask you to leave them in a bag.
Right, okay. Yeah. No, all that stuff, yeah. All that kind of like, can you wash this sort of business nonsense.
As I said, because they also have laundry bags, don't they? You put your clothes in the laundry bag and I'll do it for you as well. As I said last week, I thought that the hotel you were staying in looked really nice.
Mm.
And I thought, do you know what? I wouldn't mind a bit of that, a little breakaway for a weekend. The prices were obscene, Peter.
The prices of the actual rooms aren't as bad as all of the stuff that comes on top of it. It's all the extra stuff.
Oh, they're sneaking little fees in,
they're sneaking little fees here and there. A National Trust donation. £10 delivery fee for a hot chocolate. Outrageous.
And speaking of the old thing I was talking about, the hotel where you don't want anyone to come in, you do a do not disturb for 2 weeks.
Mm.
I've also read and heard that at most hotels, if you do that, I think it goes over a certain threshold of time, they won't let you check out until they've checked the room.
So again, if you what? So
basically, if you are a do not disturb guy,
yes,
every day for say 2 weeks, that would flag with them
that you're a bad boy for life.
Well, they just won't know what's happening.
Yes.
And they won't let you check out until they've checked it. Because you could have a dead body in the bath or
something. That's what the fee at the start when you put your credit card in, and it's like £200 or something. That's what they take, you know, in case you charge anything in the room or you fuck it up. 1,200 quid was the charge on that fucking
bloody
place.
Hell.
I don't have that in my account. Piss off.
I stayed in a holiday cottage a while back with some friends for a birthday thing. And I paid for the cottage and people paid me back. And in the terms of the agreement, it said we will take a £200 holding deposit for any damage. And I was thinking, like, I get that, but if you're going to do that, I mean, I'm not trying to be gauche about it, but £200 isn't that much money.
No, for a damage, no.
If someone breaks the TV, you ain't getting another TV for £200. Yeah, you're not getting a new oven for £200. Quid.
Yeah.
But it says in the terms, it's £200.
£200, yeah. Take your pound of flesh, mate.
Do you reckon that must just be to put people off?
What, doing a damage? I don't know. Like, even a little hole. If you've got an independent builder in these days, because, you know...
An independent builder. Throw your hands up at me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Also, one of the good things about staying at a holiday cottage like that is that it's always... They're kind of always on, right? So they leave the key in a combination lock box.
Yes.
So they just give you the code and they change the code every time. Mm. It's quite a good way of doing it. But what happens is they don't come in that often other than just to clean.
Mm.
And then they leave everything in the fridge. So the people who stayed in there before, they just leave stuff
milk.
So when we turned up, there was like quite a few beers in there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
like
great,
it.
Great little touch.
Before we head to a break, Luke, have you seen what's been happening in Fortnite this week?
No, so my Battle Royale genre game experience obviously extends to up to and including PUBG, but no further.
It's very much parachuting into a Eastern Ukrainian wasteland.
What's the difference between Fortnite and PUBG, though?
Lot more colourful, and you can build stuff.
Oh, so you can build your own little fortress or something?
It started in it used to be like a buildy run around shooty game. Then it turned into a battle royale, and then it just took over the world because it's very colourful. You could buy guns. You know, it's massive money spinner for
Fortnite, Epic Games.
Fortnite, yeah. What's that?
I think Dele Alli does.
Oh, is that Fortnite?
I think so, right, yeah.
Okay. Everything does is Fortnite.
Right.
They're having a Martin Luther King experience in-game.
I don't see how that's going to work, to be honest. Well, at least with PUBG, it's a Sun Heung-min or some kind of K-pop band.
They've had an Ariana Grande concert. Fine. Colourful. Childish.
Well, as in she actually performs in Fortnite.
Yeah, she turns up as a graphical avatar representation of herself, and she does.
Her doing it?
It's her. I presume she'll record something. Basically, it'll be a live, a virtual live concert. Loads of people. Deadmau5. It's cool. It's really cool. It's great. Yeah. Looks fantastic. But the incongruity of a Martin Luther King experience this week on Fortnite has been incredible. Now, if you want to educate kids about Martin Luther King, Black Lives Matter, you know, all that stuff that's obviously incredibly important at the moment, Fortnite's an excellent way to do it. You know, there are so many children, there are so many young people on that game. The only problem is Fortnite has become a little bit of a capitalist kind of wonderland, which means that, you know, you've got your normal characters, but you've also got like movie tie-ins, film tie-ins.
Yeah.
You can play as Rick or Morty from Rick and Morty.
Huh.
You can play as the Xenomorph from Aliens, right? And so you go into a place where there are, you know, video clips of Martin Luther King doing some of his famous speeches, massive kind of like, you know, massive speeches sort of printed out on the walls and stuff, and you walk around. It's like a big museum. They're doing it in conjunction with Time magazine, right?
Right.
It's a good idea, but the problem is the image you get is basically, you know, I've got some pictures at the bottom of the running
guide.
Check it out. You can just see Martin Luther King's speech written on a wall. I have a dream that my four little children, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
and then you've got the alien just sat down in front of it.
Yeah.
It just seems a little disrespectful. They should have been a little bit more careful about what characters are allowed at the time. You're only allowed a generic character because this needs to be approached with the solemnity, the importance that this man had on the world. And what they've delivered is like a halfway house, effectively.
Also, I mean, crucially, something you haven't mentioned, which I'm sure you're going to come on to, is that Martin Luther King was fatally shot.
Exactly. And Fortnite is about shooting people. And there's actually... it's a very big game. There's a lot of people working on it, and there's a lot of kind of facets and art assets to it, right? So you're not always going to get... Something's always going to fall through the net. But with something like Martin Luther King experience with Time magazine, you kind of have to check everything because it looks bad. And the game is about shooting people. And I will say, one of the loading screens literally says, headshots do significant damage, aim for the head.
Not ideal, is it?
Leading into, you know, movie clips of, you know, film clips of Martin Luther King. I understand why they've done it. I think it's a good idea. But my God, the execution is lacking.
Well, poor choice of words by you as well there.
What did I say?
Execution.
Oh, dear.
And
never
also,
mind.
I thought you were going to say you could play as James Earl Ray, which would be very inappropriate.
Right, okay.
It couldn't have been worse if you could play as the guy who killed him. But I do think that, and you've alluded to this, and I back you up on the idea that clearly the motivation for this, and I've just learned about it from you.
Pure.
Well, it's because they want young people to know about someone who's really important.
Mm.
And there's a Martin Luther King Day in the US, of course, and... You know, it's kind of interesting, is probably the generous way of putting it, when every single person in the US of whatever political stripe tries to jump on Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day, right?
Yeah.
So no matter what people's political views are, and some would say a lot of politicians in the US's political views are essentially inherently racist. They're inherently racist positions.
Mm.
But Martin Luther King is so above any kind of criticism, you know, that people, rather than, so no one, no matter what their political stripe in the US would be, would ever say, oh, I never rated Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say that. They'd have to twist their own kind of narrative and their own kind of position in such a way that it fitted in with what Martin Luther King
said. Pretty just gives Malcolm X a couple of kicks as well.
Yes, well, and so he's so massive that they have to kind of do that. But at the same time, clearly there's a motivation here to want to educate young people about...
Time
about
magazine.
Something so important. And I think that... That's a really interesting thing, because clearly a lot of decision makers who are maybe our age and older don't really know how to speak to young people anymore.
No.
So
no,
they'll
say, don't know.
You can imagine, Pete, can't you, the amount of boardroom meetings where it's like, well, can't we just do something on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Or can't we just
get
a TikTok? Mm. And no one knows what it actually means.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fascinating how it tends to manifest itself in these kind of ill-advised ways.
Why don't we have Martin Luther King? Why don't we do, right?
A sword fight with Hitler again?
A life in the day. A day in the life. Of Martin Luther King on Snapchat, and he could be filming himself, sort of telling him about a day. What? Maybe he's writing his big speech.
They wouldn't watch it, would they?
What?
They wouldn't watch it
on Snapchat.
But that doesn't mean anything.
No one's playing this.
You're like
either,
one of those
mate.
People. You're
no
like
one's
one
either playing this.
I think a lot of people are playing Fortnite.
They're not going in that room, though, are they? It's a choice. You don't get forced into it, I presume.
In PUBG, it's a random map.
I'm in Martin Luther King world. Oh no!
Yeah.
I have a history lesson. The kids are going to be fuming, mate.
Yeah, I feel it's disrespectful to shoot anyone.
Exactly.
Even though that's the main point of the game.
It's just a little bit incongruous. It made me giggle because when in people's intentions are pure, people's intentions are, you know, it needed to be done in a certain way. But seeing hard drinking psychopath, sociopath Rick from Rick and Morty holding a placard saying "Dream," it was a little bit. I didn't think I'd see it come. I didn't see it coming, and I'm surprised at how it was executed.
It's perfect Luke and Pete show stuff.
It is.
It's a great way to end the first half of this Thursday show. We should do that now. When we come back, we're going to do some battery brands and some of your emails. So stick around.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's transfer deadline day. Ashwood City are drifting under manager Sven-Göran Eriksson, and chief executive Patrick Nolan is willing to do whatever it takes to turn things round.
Oh, look, it's just for a season or two, you know. We get them really cheap, you know, 10% of what they're worth in some cases, and I mean, the sponsors it would attract as well as the cachet.
Patrick Nolan, MBE, stop talking. This is a fucking Tevez and Mascherano player heist, pal.
In the award-winning football mockumentary, The Offensive, the thick of it meets the Premier League, and things are about to reach breaking point in the boardroom.
That's the rules, Woody.
Oh, so now we like the rules, do we?
Woody, you can't just move a piece and make up how to play.
Oh, you don't get to tell me what I can and can't do.
No, move that back.
Fucking get off. Don't touch my pieces. You're cheating.
What, you're cheating.
Cheating. That's an invasion of my pieces,
that. You're
cheating. Stop fingering my bishop. You don't know where he's been.
It's not... Oh.
Start your Ashwood City journey and listen to The Offensive wherever you get your podcasts.
The Offensive is a Stack production.
I'll get that link in before the break because I'm really near to burp.
Yeah, you sounded like...
Really fast.
To prevent yourself burping, you seem to grab your nose. Is that how it works?
I had also an itch there.
Oh, so mate, I'm going off.
Mate, I'm spinning plates here.
Sensations.
I'm spinning biological plates.
Luke Moore's sensations.
It is the Luke and Pete Show. Welcome back to Thursday's second half. We always start the second half here with some battery brands. We ask our listeners to find unique battery brands wherever they may be. Some people succeed, some people don't. The upshot is... What a tangled web we've weaved as a race and species whatever you want to call it, but the sheer amount of battery brands we've invented.
Yep.
as a species.
Indeed.
Joel Bell, you're up. Mm-hmm. He sent some Frego batteries in, Freego. Pete, can you do a search? Because I'm not sure
Frego.
That's true.
Frego! No, sure. Oliver Cleverly John came in 2018 with some Fregos, heavy duty, when he had a story about a man sticking his head in a particle accelerator. And Gary Stringer, mere 4 months later, came in with a story about taking back Sunday Singer, knocking out his bassist, with a microphone. He swings his microphone like old Billy or that guy.
Yeah.
He bought some scales off the internet. They came with Frego batteries, so not a new player. Gary Stringer and Oliver has that one. Or rather, Oliver does.
Unlucky Joel. Good effort, though.
Unlucky, man.
Matt Tierney, you're wasting our time with some large and some gritty.
Get out.
Neither are new players. They're some of the oldest players we know of.
Fool.
And finally, more interestingly, I think, so get your search fingers ready, Unky Ben has been in touch with some Super Lon Lifes. Now, Lon Lifes is spelled LONLIFES. Super Lon Lifes.
Can we do a search?
Yeah, I would like you to, because I'm not entirely sure. There's a chance they might be new players. I've certainly not seen them in the wild.
Mate, there's... May 17th. They're all this year. May 17th, George Quinlan. And then Kevin Brady came in. And he's got some burst doors and some lawn lifes. So
unfortunately, Unky Ben, you are not a new player either.
Never mind, Unky.
We've drawn three blanks this week. Joel, Matt and Unky Ben. Unfortunately, you've not made it. Do try again, though. And we do welcome any battery submission to see if they're new players. Okay, emails, Peter. hello@lukeandpeteshow.com is the email address to get in touch. I've got an email here from Harry that I really want to read to you. And it goes like this. It says, "Hi, Luke and hi, Pete. You will not believe my shock when in a recent episode, an email regarding Richard Parker was read out. I think it was when you were on with Mark or Chris or Alex. I can't remember. I was on the show. And Harry says, I'd never heard this story until about 5 years ago on a date with my now partner. On a first date with her a few years ago, making some awkward small talk, we start talking about crazy things that have happened in our families. She decided that telling me in depth how a great-great-great uncle ate a young boy while starving at sea and they named the boy in Life of Pi after him, I'm not really sure what kind of reaction she was expecting. But now looking back, it seems to have been quite an odd story to say on a first date, although apparently Harry and her are still together, so it worked out for the best in the end. So the Richard Parker story you guys talked about, kind of tangentially a descendant of that person has probably heard some of our show at some point.
Mm. Yeah, that's quite big, isn't it? That's
I think it's quite a big deal. What's your position? I can't quite remember if you covered this specifically at the time, and it was a while ago now anyway. What's your specific position re-stranded at sea eating other people?
I think we should be able to eat all children.
Fuck you now.
Eat the rich, eat the young.
What would you do?
No, I think I think in the story, hadn't the child, sadly, although I don't even think it was said as a child.
I think it was a cabin boy, maybe like a teenager or something.
And he'd had enough. He just sort of like
he'd gone.
Right. Okay. Well, look, he's gone. If it just go ahead. If it's in the deli section, get involved.
What I want you to tell me how you would convince me to join you.
You wouldn't. There wouldn't be any left, mate. I've been sat with a big fat belly going, yeah.
Wiping your lips, and me just goes, is there any food about what? Because apparently the kid read, I think he drank seawater.
Yes.
So he couldn't resist it.
Oh, but the thing is, though, they talk about, you know, water everywhere, not a drink, the old rhyme of the ancient mariner. I bet, even though very salty, but if you are that thirsty and you start fucking just drinking all the water, there's a little bit of, the sensation must be.
No, because it's awful drinking salt water.
If you're really thirsty, though, the sensation of actually drinking water, though it's very salty, I think you'd be like, oh, this is so delicious for a bit, and then you die.
Who do you think's been the thirstiest in their life out of you and me?
Probably me, because I never drink water.
True. What's the thirstiest you've ever been?
I mean, why would I even remember that?
Have you ever done the thirstiest thing where you start shaking a bit?
No. When would you ever experience that?
Have you ever done a thing where you've suddenly just comes over you really quickly? It's fucking hell, I'm really thirsty.
No, really. I just never get that. I get all my water from sausages.
Internal. You've got an internal supply.
Yeah.
Speaking of the rhyme of the ancient mariner, do you know, I think that a lot of people think that the word rhyme means, as in the rhyme, to rhyme something.
Oh, does it not? Right,
it doesn't mean that.
Right, okay.
Rhyme in Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner is spelled R-I-M-E.
Yeah.
Which is the word for a kind of frost on the surface.
Right, okay.
So the point of the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner is that he's so, like, weather-beaten and stuff, he's actually...
Frosty.
Yeah.
Stay frosty.
It's not about him rhyming anything. It's not about the rhyme as in the nursery rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. It's about that kind of rhymey frost on him.
Well, my fucking hip-hop stage show is fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to go back to the drawing board there, mate. Unless it's a particularly cold day and you'll be fine. But so you're saying, so people have a moral dilemma about this, and I think it's probably, as a lot of this stuff is, bound up in religion, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They say that, you know, human life particularly is sacred, although they won't think twice necessarily. Although some religions obviously do. They won't think twice about eating other kinds of meat.
Mm.
But is it not an extension of the debate around, you know, I mean, certain animals seem to be fine and certain animals don't seem to be fine to eat. So I will eat chicken or beef or pork or whatever about thinking about it.
Mm.
But if you served up to me a horse, it's probably getting in my head a bit.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah, it's all very strange. I mean,
why don't we have horse milk? No one eats horse milk in the UK.
I think
or drinks it. Sorry,
I think it's the patriarchy. We're very scared of horses' penises and their potency.
And well, you so could say something about a donkey. I suppose you don't drink donkey milk either.
I just don't think we want anything coming out of a horse because we're just like because men are scared of horse dicks.
So do you reckon that's the link?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's like, I think because the,
okay, let's go for the other animals.
Because the world is run by men. We're just like, but the horses' dicks are massive, though, aren't they? I'm scared.
But the French and places in Eastern Europe will eat horse salami, no problem. They will. horse salami.
That's
they
what
will.
They call it.
And so that horse meat's fine.
I've eaten horse, and Japan's quite big in horse.
Is it really?
Delicious.
So you think in the UK, we don't eat horses because they're the size of their penis.
Yeah.
And the other animals we do eat are fine.
Yeah. And
we don't eat cats, and they've got little small penises.
I've not really looked. Do they have penises?
Yeah, little lipstick penises. But the men do. The men. The male ones do. It's like a little lipstick.
Not on nips.
It's like a little tiny lipstick that pops out sometimes.
Right, okay. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. No, I mean, but you see cat milk in the supermarket. Yeah,
for other cats? Yeah.
It's not actually cat milk, though, is it? It's just fucking... Is it oats or something? What is cat milk?
I'm not really sure.
Cow's milk with sugar in it.
I've always been told that the only thing they should be drinking is water.
The only thing they should be drinking is water?
Mm. You said that about me, mate. Well, that's true. Here's a question for you, Donny. You won't have the answer to it, but maybe some of our listeners would. Here's what I find fascinating about something.
Mm.
A sheep gives birth to a lamb, right?
Right.
A lamb, after about 15 minutes, can walk and totter about and do its thing, right?
Yeah.
That lamb in the wild would go from being a lamb to a big old sheep, and all it'll ever eat is grass.
Mm-hmm.
How does it get all the nutrients it needs to grow to that size just with grass?
What do you mean? I mean, I guess the body's designed to process
but how?
Process more.
Because grass can only have certain nutrients in it. So if you took a human being and said, you're only going to eat grass or whatever it is, anything, breadsticks, I don't know, you're not going to grow to a healthy adult. But a sheep would always grow to a proper size sheep just by eating grass.
But, but surely grass has got everything in it.
But
in
how
the same
can it
way
have?
The breadsticks have got everything in it, but just very trace amounts, you know what I mean?
It's like, not enough.
Well, yeah, because you'll be an ill person, but like, yeah, there will be certain aspects to it. But
so
yeah.
Sheep aren't doing much, it doesn't matter.
I'm just thinking the grass has got enough. And the same with the vegetarians are fine with just eating veggies.
No, but they don't just eat one vegetable, do they? They eat lots of different types of stuff.
But they're all pretty much the same thing, aren't they? Nuts. Bit of iron, bit of potassium, bit of this, bit of that.
I think you're overestimating grass. there's no way you're getting all the nutrients you need from grass. I want someone who's listened to this show who's qualified to tell me.
Every fucking animal eats grass. Cows. What do they eat? Cow grass.
Yeah.
So that's how we make cows. They're big fuckers, aren't they?
Same
They've got
question.
Everything.
Same question.
Grass is very powerful.
Do you remember that video of the cow with a little hole in its side?
Oh, you could lick it. Yeah, look into it.
Yeah, it's weird that.
What was that about now? It was like, it was in one of its stomachs, wasn't it? It was like a little kind of like a screw, like a Pringle jar, so that you could just open up and peek into a...
Cow's stomach?
Yeah.
That's very
What was that about? Why was he doing that?
I think it's just reminds of their diet or something, I think.
It must have been like a scientist's cow, rather than a farmer doesn't do that.
What is
lightly.
It's a cow? I'm a scientist's cow. This is much. We've got a monocle. a stethoscope round this big fat cow neck.
I forgot about that. It was absolutely rank, that wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
just
really.
Looking into a big stinky cow's stomach.
So what we were talking about basically is that in that survival situation, your team human.
I'm team human.
You're eating human.
Yeah, I'm eating human.
What would you go for first?
Calves.
I think calf or thighs, like, or forearm has got a common selection, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd go for first?
What?
Brain.
Bum. Brain.
You know why?
Why?
Because fuck him, that's what. Anyway, let's get out of here, Peter. That's enough for one week. We'll be back next week on Monday with this usual nonsense. You are welcome, of course. If you've got a story about a failed cycle ride like we heard on Monday, or some kind of connection to a now sadly long dead person we talked about on the show, or anything else, perhaps you want to see Linda Lusardi fighting someone else. Actually, fucking hell, we should have called her Linda Lusardi.
Yes. Oh, we completely missed that, didn't we?
Linda
Fantastic.
Lusardi,
yeah.
A sword fight of anyone, you let us know. Send your suggestions in and we'll discuss it. Perhaps you want to know who Linda Lusardi is.
Yes. Give it a Google. Enjoy yourself.
Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com is the email address. We are at Luke and Pete Show on the socials. We don't really social much, do we?
I edit out some videos from two shows ago, and then it just got the end of a very long line. I should have socialed.
We'll try on social more.
We'll try on social.
But if you guys social us, maybe it'll encourage you to get more involved.
I can't possibly post a picture of the velvet explosion on a stag's head. It looks disgusting. It looks like something's gone wrong.
I think you should. At Luke and Pete Show is the social media address. All that's left for us to say now is we hope you have a lovely rest of the week and weekend. Don't be sad that summer's over. Be happy that autumn's here. Beautiful season, autumn, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So look forward to that.
Autumn drears when the grass is jewelled in the silken side of chestnut shell.
The rhyme of the ancient mariner. See you next time.
Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.